我们读旧约圣经103篇。
Let's read Psalm 103.
旧约。
In the Old Testament.
诗篇103篇。
Psalms 103.
相信这也是我们弟兄姊妹熟悉且喜爱的一首的诗篇。
I believe brothers and sisters are familiar and love this song.
我们一起把它念过，我们男生念一节，女生念一节。
Let's read alternate between brother and sister.
好，我们弟兄先来。
Let's start with the brother.
我们把前面念一下哈，103篇，诗篇第103篇，大卫的诗，好，第一节。我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，凡在我里面的，也要称颂他的圣名。我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华。不可忘记他的一切恩惠，他赦免你的一切罪孽，医治你的一切疾病，救赎你的命，脱离死亡，以仁爱和慈悲为你的冠冕，他用美物使你所愿的得享知足，以致你如因返老还童。耶和华施行公义，为一切受屈的人伸冤，他使摩西知道他的法则，叫以色列人晓得他的作为。耶和华有怜悯有恩典，不轻易发怒，且有丰盛的慈爱，他不长久责备，也必不永远怀怒。他没有按我们的罪过待我们，也没有照我们的罪孽报应我们。天离地何等的高，他的慈爱向敬畏他的人也是何等的大。东离西有多远，他叫我们的过犯离我们也有多远。父亲怎样连续他的儿女，耶和华也怎样离敬畏他的人，因为他知道我们的本体，思念我们不过是尘土。至于世人，他的年日如草一样，他发旺如野地的花，经风一吹便归无有，他的原处也不再认识他。但耶和华的慈爱归于敬畏他的人，从亘古到永远，他的公义也归于子子孙孙，就是那些遵守他的约，纪念他的训词遵行的人。耶和华在天上立定宝座，他的权柄统管万有，听从他命令成全他旨意有大能的天使都要遵，你们做他的诸君，做他的仆役，行他所喜悦的都要称耶和华。我们被他造的，在他所治理的各处都要称颂耶和华。我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华。这是一篇非常非常美的诗。
This is a very beautiful song.
好，我们下面还有一点祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们感谢你把这样的一首的赞美的诗歌放在我们的面前。
Lord, we thank you that you place this song of praise before us.
我们的心真的像诗人一样，都愿意一同的来称颂耶和华。
Our heart is just like the psalmist. We want to praise you.
实在是你怜悯了我们。
You have mercy on us.
是你这样的爱了我们。
You have loved us.
你把我们这样的拯救过来。
You have saved us.
早晨我们在你自己的面前一同的来享受你爱的宴席。
Before this morning, before you, we enjoy the love feast.
我们心里是充满了感谢和赞美。
Our hearts are filled with thanksgiving.
真的，与每一个人的心都向着诗人，我们满心都称颂，满心都赞美。
May our hearts are just like the psalmist, filled with thanksgiving and love.
我们早晨在你面前一同默想你话语的时候。
Before you meditate your words,
我们是在求主的圣灵来开启我们。
May the Holy Spirit open us.
虽然好像是非常熟悉的话语。
Even though we are familiar with these words,
我们求主的圣灵在这话语上发出光来。
May the Holy Spirit enlighten us.
让我们晓得你自己的心意。
So that we know your will.
我们一生一世在你面前都做一个称颂耶和华的人。
So that we can become a person who praise you for the rest of our lives.
我们早晨仰望你的怜悯。
Have mercy on us.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer, Lord.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
我想在这首诗篇的里面，许多的经文是我们弟兄姊妹在敬拜在的时候常常所引用的。
Many verses in this psalm that brother and sister uses prayers and share.
那么诗篇实在是摸着我们的心。
Because this psalm touches our heart.
哪有像神这样来怜悯我们呢？
Who have mercy just like our Lord?
他没有照着我们的过犯待我们。
He did not dealt with us.
也没有照着我们的罪孽报应在我们的身上。
He did not reward us according to our iniquity.
每一次我们来到主饼杯面前的时候，我们都晓得他是以永远的慈爱爱了我们。
Every time before we come to the table, we know that He treated us with His loving kindness.
我们都说天离地有何等的高，耶和华向我们的慈爱也有何等的大。
As high as the heavens and are above the earth, how so great is His loving kindness towards those who fear Him.
但是当我们仔细来读这篇诗篇的时候，
When we study this psalm carefully,
我们发现好像这里面提到的许多的事情是我们平时好像不大注意的。
He mentioned many things that we didn't pay attention.
我在读的时候，我发现至少有这样的经文，我觉得怎么可以放在一起呢？
Many verses I don't think that should be put together.
像第十九节，我觉得这是很稀奇的一节。
Like verse 19.
耶和华天上立定宝座，他的权柄统管万有。
The Lord has established His throne in heavens, and His sovereignty rules over all.
为什么这样的经文和天离地有何等的高，他向着我们的慈爱也是何等的大？为什么这样的经文好像是在一个诗篇的里面呢？
Place verse 19 with the, verse 11 together.
So, 我在思想的时候，我觉得是不是这一篇诗篇里面所告诉我们的，不仅仅是我们常常所熟悉的神的那样的大的那样的慈爱。
I'm thinking that the Lord didn't just want to share with us only the loving kindness.
是不是这里面还有更多大卫他在神面前，在这里祷告？感恩的时候，他里面的一些的感觉。
When David prayed before the Lord, giving thanks to the Lord, he has more feelings.
是不是比我们他的只是讲到神的赦免、神的怜悯更多一些
？It's more than God's forgiveness and pardon.
如果只是仅仅讲神的慈爱的话，好像这里讲了许多的经文，好像是超过这样的一种感觉。
If it's just loving kindness of the Lord, it's, many verses spoke above all that.
所以我盼望早晨我们虽然都很熟悉，
even though we are familiar,
盼望我们能够安静下来。
May we have a quiet heart.
也许当我们在重新默想的时候，主也许把他话语的一些的感觉能够告诉我们。
When we meditate before the Lord, may He give us more understanding.
大卫在这里他被圣灵感动，在那里称谢耶和华的时候，
David was moved by the Holy Spirit to praise the Lord.
他说：“我的心呐、啊、
，Oh my soul，
我的心呐、啊、
，Oh my soul。”
他一直在讲我的心呐、啊。
He keep on saying Oh my soul.
大卫可能在外面有的时候你没有听见他赞美
，Maybe you did not hear his voice in the Lord.
但是大卫他的心里面，他一提醒自己
，In his heart he reminded himself，
我的心呐、啊，你要称颂耶和华呀。
Oh my soul, bless the Lord.
我的心啊，你不要忘记他一切的恩惠呀、啊。
Oh my soul, do not forget all His benefits.
弟兄姊妹，你觉得可能吗
？Is that possible?
怎么可能会忘记耶和华一切的恩惠呢
？How can you forget all His benefits?
弟兄姊妹，你觉得人会不会是一个忘恩的人呢
？Are we the one that forget His grace?
大卫会不会是个忘恩的人呢
？Is David that one that forget his?
如果大卫从来没有忘记过神的恩典
，If David had never forgot his benefits，
他为什么这一而再、再而三在那里提醒自己的心
？Why he keep on reminding his soul？
我的心呐、啊、
，My soul，
你要称颂耶和华
，Bless the Lord，
你不要忘记他一切的恩惠
，Not for not forget none of his benefits。
弟兄姊妹，他为了来提醒自己呢
？Why does he constantly reminding himself？
我想很可能在他的一生当中， 他在那里在神面前默想的时候，
maybe in his life that he meditated before the Lord，
就像他这样的一个合神心意的人，
he's the man after God's heart，
竟然有的时候会忘记耶和华的恩惠，
yet he forget God's grace。
弟兄姊妹，有可能吗？
is that possible？
你看看这里，他在那数算耶和华的恩惠，对不对？
he's counting grace。
那也许弟兄姊妹，你数的时候比我数的还要多。
When you count, you may have more.
我想时间的缘故，这里面我大概其至少讲，这里至少提到七个方面。
There are seven aspects here.
他一切的恩惠。
All his benefits.
怎么有灵了，蒙了这么大的恩惠，怎么还会忘记他一切的恩惠呢？
If someone received so much benefits, how could he forget?
你看这头一方面，我们大家都是最熟悉的。
The first aspect we are familiar with.
他赦免你一切的罪孽。
He pardons all your iniquities.
医治你一切的。
He heals all your diseases.
这个你是谁啊？
Who is this?
你。
Who is this?
是谁啊？当然可以说是我们没有错的。
We can say it's us.
但是大卫在这里讲的时候，我觉得如果上下文的时候，我个人的理解恐怕讲我们是没有错的。我个人的理解可能还是说到他的心。
Within the context that it's correct to say it's us, but it's speaking of his soul.
His heart.
你
的心啊，我的心啊。
Oh, my heart.
神赦免了你一切的罪孽。
God has pardoned all your iniquities.
你知道外面显出来罪孽没那么多的。
It does not reveal his sin that much.
大卫在神面前看见说他心里犯的罪太多了。
In his heart, he has sinned so much.
人家看不见的罪太多了。
Man cannot see.
在人的眼中，大卫是一个何等荣耀的君王。
Man's eyes, he is a glorious king.
就连神都说，大卫和他心里只有一件让神感到不满意的。
Even the Lord says he is the man after his heart, but one thing that displeased.
神只说只有一件事，哎呀，就这件事，大卫做的这个让他不喜悦了。
Only one thing that did not please God.
可是大卫在写诗篇的时候，他说：“我的心呐，你要记住一件事。”
When he wrote this song, he said, "My heart, remember this."
耶和华赦免你一切的罪孽。
The Lord has pardoned all your iniquities.
你的罪孽太多了。
You have so many iniquities.
你心里面所想的，你心中的意念的罪孽太多了。
In your heart, what you think is so many sins.
但是神的恩典有多么的大呢？
But grace.The Lord's grace is so great.
他赦免你一切的罪孽。
He pardons all your iniquities.
医治你一切的疾病。
He heals all your diseases.
弟兄姊妹，如果说到我们肉身的时候，很多时候我们发现好像神没有医治我们的肉身。
When we speak of our flesh, the Lord did not heal us.
但是我们里的毛病，主都医治了。
But the Lord has healed diseases in our heart.
弟兄姊妹，你想想我们心里有多少病啊？
Think of all the diseases in your heart.
有的时候我们里面充满了骄傲。
You are full with pride.
有的时候我们里面充满了黑暗。
Or darkness.
苦毒。
Or bitterness.
偏见。
Or opinions.
结党纷争，各种各样的毛病。
Division or in many others.
我们有的时候忧愁。
We worry.
哎呀，我们明明知道神是我们的牧者。
We know that the Lord is
our shepherd. 耶和华是我的牧者，我必不至缺乏。
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not lack.
可是我们常常忧愁到一个地步，我们感谢不出来，也赞美不出来。
But we worry to the point that we cannot give thanks or.
我们只求我们今日的饮食，我们不求神的国和神的义。
We only search for our food, but we do not ask for the kingdom.
我们只以地上的事为念，以自己的肚腹为我们的神。
We only are mindful of the things of this earth. We worship our.
但是耶和华都医治了我们。
But the Lord has healed us.
不仅罪孽，而且让我们的心里面充满了欢喜和快乐。
We are pardoned with all our in our hearts.
你如果真的来到主的面前
，If you truly come before the Lord.
像星期五我们听到我们这个赵弟兄的见证。
This Friday we heard a testimony from Brother John.
他在这个最艰难、最痛苦的时候，他遇见了主。
He met the Lord in his most difficult time.
他告诉我们说，那八个月的时间，带弟兄姊妹你来，你都知道，那是何等的欢喜快乐。
In that 8 months, he was filled with joy.
一个高考这个落榜的人。
He did not
pass the
exam.
他这个一个年轻人没有前途。
He has no future.
但他当来到主面前的时候
But when he come before the Lord,
他发现主医治他心灵里面一切的疾病
The Lord has healed all the diseases in his heart.
你要问我们弟兄说你会不会忘记耶和华的恩惠
If you ask the Lord, will you, if you ask the brother, will he forget God's grace?
你发现我们弟兄在那讲的时候你说他一点都没有忘
The brother did not forget at all.
太宝贵了
It's so precious.
多么宝贵的恩典呢、
so、precious,
不仅仅是消极的一面让我们罪得赦免而且治我们里面一切的毛病
now,
一切的疾病
Not only the passive way that he has pardoned all our iniquities also he heals our diseases
他救赎你的命脱离死亡以仁爱和慈悲为你的冠冕
He redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with the loving kindness and compassion
这讲到神的那个整个救赎的恩典从最低处到最高处是不是
He spoke of the salvation from the lowest point to the highest.
把我们从死亡的里面带出来。
He redeemed us from the dead.
把我们带进荣耀的里面。
And lead us into glory.
有个冠冕呢。
There's a crown.
大卫哈，他说那个冠冕哈，跟保罗说的冠冕呢，不太一样。
The crown that David spoke of is different than what Paul said.
那个保罗说的冠冕是加在他头上的。
The crown that Paul speaks of is his
head. 大卫这里说的冠冕是加在他心上的。
The David spoke of is crown on his heart.
叫冠冕。
What is crown?
冠冕是荣耀。
Crown is glory.
冠冕是夸口。
Crown is boast.
在大卫的心里，他如果要夸口的话
，If David wants to boast,
他的慈爱和他的怜悯
，His loving kindness and passion.
这是大卫他说，如果我忘记他一切的恩惠。
If I have forgotten all his benefits,
头一个我要忘记的就是这样的恩惠
This is the first I will forget.
就是救赎的恩典
This is the salvation.
弟兄姊妹，有谁会忘记救赎的恩典呢
Who can forget the great of salvation?
弟兄姊妹，你觉着我们这个人蒙了神的拯救，会不会忘记救赎的恩典呢
If you have received salvation, will you forget?
可能吗
Is that possible?
我从来没有想过这个问题
I never think about this question.
跟大卫这里就提醒他自己说：“你不要忘记。”
But David reminded himself, "Do not forget."
所以很显然的中，有的时候记了。
So obviously, sometimes you will forget.
我记得有一次来我们中间一个传道人，他讲过这样一个，他说是真实的故事。
There's a preacher came and he told us true story.
那么昨天我想起来的时候，我又去查考了一下，确确实实记录下来是真实的故事。
Yeah, so I researched and it is the truth.
那么这个是这个一个很简单的故事，就是有一个小孩子他在这个海边的时候，他掉到海里去了。
There's a child when he was at the beach, he fell into the sea.
那么当然那边有这些水手，这些船上的水手就跳下去就把他救上来了。
There are people over there that rescue him.
那当然，这个旁边的人都非常感谢这个水手。
So, they thank the person who saved.
那么后来他的母亲也来了，那么真的是看见孩子救活了，那么他也是这个忘记不了这样拯救的恩典。
His mom came and gave thanks to the person who saved him.
那过了几天以后
，After several days.
那么他们在街上走路的时候
，When they just walk on the street.
啊，这个妈妈呢已经认不出来这个水手了。
The mother could not find what the
person was saying. 从那儿过来，看着有点面熟，想不起来他是谁。
But the father could remember the face.
那么这个小孩就提醒他说：“哎，你知道吗？这个就是那天把我从水中救出来的那一个叔叔。”
The child reminded them that this is the uncle that saved me.
这个做母亲立刻这个脸色就变了。
The mother changed her radiant.
他就抓住这个水手。
She grabbed hold of him.
说：“我儿子的帽子到哪里去了？”
Where's the cap that my son?
我儿子掉到水里的时候有个帽子的。
He fell into water, but he had a cap.
你把那帽子弄哪里去了
？Where'd you put that?
弟兄姊妹，那一次那个弟兄来讲的时候，我不知道他讲的题目是什么。
I forgot the topic that brother was sharing.
但是那一个故事给我印象太深刻了。
But the story had a deep impression on me.
弟兄姊妹，你发现人会忘记的。
You see that people will forget.
神的儿女也会忘记的。
Children of God will forget also.
为什么会忘记呢
why do they forget?
因为我们发现神还没给我们一顶帽子。
Because we have not had the cap.
虽然命是救了。
No, our lives are saved.
虽然我们缘都有了。
We have the eternity too.
但是今天我还缺一顶的帽子。
But today we still lack the cap.
有的时候不仅没有给我帽子。
Sometimes we didn't have the cap.
甚至还给我了难处。
Even I have difficulties.
这个救赎的恩典就忘记了。
We have forgotten the grace that saved us.
弟兄姊妹，你发现大卫在这里提醒他的心说，你不可忘记耶和华一切的恩惠。
Here David is reminding his heart that do not forget what the, for、his benefit.
你发现人会忘记的。
You see, people will forget.
我看你要是仔细读的话，你发现夏娃在伊甸园里他就忘记了。
You see, when you read carefully, Eve had forgotten.
神说所有树上的果子都可以吃。
All the fruit on all the trees.
所有的恩典都是你的。
All grace belongs to you.
但就有一棵树上不可以吃。
Except one tree that you do not eat the fruit.
夏娃就觉着说，这一棵树如果不给我的话，那么我的恩典就都忘记。
So Eve thought that you did not give me this, I'll forget all the other grace.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们不明白。
Sometimes we don't remember, understand.
我们不晓得为什么那个时候神没有给我们。
We don't know why God did not give us at that.
为什么神量给我们一些的艰难
？He had measured some difficulty for us.
我们因着这些，我们就把神救赎的恩典给忘记了。
Because of all that, then we have forgotten all the grace that He saved us.
大卫在这里他提醒自己的心
David reminded his heart,
不要忘记
Do not forget,
你不要忘记耶和华一切的恩惠
Do not forget all his benefits.
不仅如此你看第五节
In verse 5,
他这里说他用美物使你所愿的得以知足以致你如鹰返老还童
Who satisfies your ears with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle
不仅救赎的恩典
This is the grace ofSalvation.
而且是养育的恩典
It's a grace of
你看看神是怎样的来养育我们呢
How he supported us.
你看他养用美物来喂养我们
He feed us with good things.
这地步我们都年老了
To the point we're old.
因着他的美物因着我们享受在基督里的丰富
Because we have enjoyed the fullness of Christ.
甚至我们都如鹰返老还童了
We have our youth has renewed just like the eagle.
你知道这个鹰很有意思他到了老的时候啊他说到了一定年龄他这个你知道这个我们这鸟类都是换羽毛的这个大家没有问题
We know all birds will change their feather so eagle will, at some age of eagle they will do so
但是这个鹰很特别的
But eagle is different
这个鹰到了他年老的时候
When the eagle become old
那么到了一个时候他全身所有的羽毛统统换一遍
All the feather on the eagle will change.
从前这些鸟类，它们换是换一部分。
The birds will change only partial.
这样一部分一部分的换。
Just partially.
所以那个鹰不一样的。
The eagle is different.
那个鹰，当它这个吃了这个美物以后，当它身体它有一段时间，它会吃很多很好的美物，然后它整个身体整个完全的换了全毛。
And sometimes eagle will eat many things so that his feather will change.
虽然是一个好像年纪很老的一只鹰，但是你看上去的时候，好像一只非常非常年轻的鹰一样。
Even its age is very old, but when you look at it, it's very young.
弟兄姊妹，这是不是神在我们身上养育的恩典呢
？Isn't this the grace that of God's provision?
弟兄姊妹，你发现许多年老的弟兄姊妹。
When you see all the older brothers and sisters,
你就发现你跟他们接触的时候，他们里面好像真的如鹰返老还童一样。
When you contact them, they are in their hearts. They are.
他们常常享受主的美物。
They enjoy God's good things.
这样的恩典能忘记吗
？How can you forget such grace?
弟兄姊妹，养育的恩典能够忘记吗
？The grace of provision, how can you forget that?
你觉得可能忘记吗
？Is that possible?
救赎的恩典刚才我说有的时候因着我们得不到的时候有些东西没有给我们的时候我们就了
Sometimes we will forget the grace of salvation because we did not obtain what we should
这养育的能忘得及吗
How can we forget the grace of provision
我觉得不可能忘记了
I don't think so
有一次我正读了一个文章
I studied a
article 那么那里面讲到美国的一首很美的一个田园诗
It has song about America
那么这首诗歌呢是根据一个真实的故事写成的
It's written according to a true story
他就说我这个开着车要去佛罗里达去参加我朋友的约会
He's on the way there to to Florida.
那么经过田纳西的时候
，passing the Tennessee.
那么上去拐一拐就到了我家里，到了我母亲的家。
So I on route to my mother's home.
那么我母亲就给我打个电话。
So my mom called me.
你能不能就顺便到家里坐一坐呢
？Can you just drop by?
哎呀，不好意思，母亲呢、啊，很快就要约会了。
Mom, the tour I have to go.
那么这个，实在是来，我是先去了约会，我回来一定来看你。
So actually, I have to attend this date and then I'll come back.
然后等到我进到花店的时候
，When I got to the floor,
我想起我的母亲现在要过生日了。
I remember my mom's birthday.
所以我就买了一打的玫瑰花。
So I bought a dozen of roses.
可我在买玫瑰花的时候，遇见了一个愁眉苦脸的小朋友。
So when I was buying the flowers, then I saw a girl that's very sad.
一个 kid.
A kid.
那么这个小男生他在那里愁眉苦脸。
He's very sad.
那我就问他，你为什么愁眉苦脸呢
？Why? So I asked him.
他就说我只有十分钱，但是我要买五朵玫瑰花。
I only have a dime, but I need to buy five roses.
一看，哎呀，这么小孩子，我就心里动了怜悯的心。
So I have mercy on him.
他就给他买了这五朵的玫瑰花送给这个小男生。
So I bought five roses for this boy.
这个小男一下子跑出去，然后又跑回来，说谢谢，跑出去了，跑得非常快，就跑出去了。
Ran out, and then, but he came back to say thank you, and then he ran out.
我心里非常高兴。
I was pleased.
我帮了他。
I had helped him.
所以我觉得心里非常痛快。
So I was.
我让那个花店的人在明天。一定要送到我母亲家里。
So I told the florist shop to send these flowers to my mom.
所以我就开着车往佛罗里达去了。
So I head off to Florida.
可我正在开车的时候
，When I was driving，
我又碰见那个小男生了。
I met this boy.
那个小男生看见他以后，我觉得好稀奇。
I was amazed to see him.
他在一个墓地。
He's at a burial cemetery.
我就下了车。
So I get off the car.
我说，哎呀，你怎么在这里
？I asked him, why are you here?
他说，因为我的母亲住在这里。
Because he said my mom lives here.
我的母亲在这里已经住上一年。
My mom was here for a year.
今天是我五岁的。
Today is my fifth year's birthday.
我五朵的玫瑰花给我。
I want to give this five roses to her.
我听了以后。
After I heard that,
我赶紧回到了花店。
I returned to the flower shop.
我跟花店说，那些花送出去没有
？Have you sent out those flowers that I bought?
他说还没有。
Not yet.
你把这花给我吧。
Give me those flowers, please.
我要自己亲自送给我的母亲。
I will take it to my mom myself.
这是一首美国的一个田园的诗歌。
This is a psalm that's written about America.
给我的印象太深刻了。
I had deep impression on that.
你发现人会忘记的。
You see that man will forget.
不是真的忘记了母亲的生日。
He has really forgot the.
也不是忘记说这个过了三个礼拜要来看母亲，没有忘记。
He did not forget that after 3 weeks he has to go see his mom.
但他感觉他的母亲是三个月以后的事情。
He thinks that it's after 3 months that he needs to see.
爱主是以后的事情。
He thinks that loving the Lord is
after 今天的事情。
Not today.
弟兄姊妹，我们说我们爱。
When we say we love the Lord，
我们说等工作不忙的时候，我们来爱主。
We'll love the Lord after we're not busy。
等我孩子长得再大一点的时候，我来爱主。
Maybe my children have grown up。
等我工作以后，等我真的找着一个很好的工作，稳定下来了，买了房子了，我一定好好爱主。
Maybe I'll love the Lord after I have a stable job and bought a house。
弟兄姊妹，我们是不是忘记了耶和华的恩惠？
Have we forgotten God's loving kindness?
可能没有忘记。
Maybe you did not.
我们都知道我们需要爱主。
We all know that we need to love.
但我们觉得爱主不是今天。
But we don't think to love the Lord is today.
爱主是明天的事。
Love the Lord is tomorrow's matter.
大卫说：“我的心呐、啊，你不要忘记。”
But David said, "Oh my soul, do not forget."
你不要忘记神养育的恩典。
Do not forget the grace of provision from the Lord.
不仅如此
Not only so,
不仅是救赎的恩典养育的恩典
Not only the grace of salvation and the grace of provision,
你看第六节和第七节
6 and 7、
哦、他在那里行走一条公义的道路他在那里走天路
He's walking on the way of heaven
是行路的恩典
It's a way of,
你看在这条公义的上有许多人在欺压他
There are so many oppression.
我们的弟兄做见证，当他在那里不否认主名的时候，你看看那些同事，那些的他的这个些老板是怎么欺压他的。
When the brother testified that he did not deny the Lord's name, then the boss and all his colleagues were oppressed.
但他却经历神的恩典，是不是
？But he experienced God's grace.
因为他是神的儿女。
He is the child of God.
神为他的儿女伸冤的。
God will redeem.
人要把他踩在脚下。
Man will press.
神把他升高。
But God will lift him up.
弟兄姊妹，这一个诗人他经历神这样的恩典。
The psalmist had experienced the grace from the Lord.
你这样的恩典能忘记吗
？How can you forget the grace such?
你看我们弟兄做见证的时候，你看那个喜乐，真的是如海涛之滚滚的。
You see our brothers is filled with joy.
怎么会忘记呢
？How can he forget?
我记得在车上我就跟他有交谈。
So I fellowship with him in the car.
他做外贸的
he's
做那个对做 business 我说那你这样的话这个 foreign business 你是跟外国人打交道那么你这一定要常常出差的
you have to go on travel a lot when you deal with the international business
他说我不出去
no I don't
他说所有这些的机会我都放弃了
I gave up all these opportunities
说因为我有一般的百姓
Because I have people
好像摩西一样
It's just like Moses
摩西不是自己神与他他与神就够了
It's not just the Lord and Moses and Moses and the Lord
他知道这是耶和华的百姓
He knows Israelite belongs to the Lord
这样的恩典怎么会忘记呢
How can you forget such grace?
有的时候我们自己蒙了恩典，我们忘记了神在他百姓身上的旨意。
We receive grace, we forgot the purpose of the Lord.
我们得到喂养就可以了。
Think that as long as we are supplied,
我刚强就可以了。
As long as I am strong, that's.
摩西没有感觉他的儿女如果将来有一天成为大国就可以了。
Moses did not think that as long as his children become great nation.
他。想到神的百姓
He thought of, the people
所以你看后面这一节圣经多么稀奇讲到摩西讲到以色列百姓
He spoke of no Moses and the Israelites.
弟兄姊妹我们怎么会忘记神这样带领我们的恩典呢
How can we forget the grace that he led us?
弟兄姊妹神基督在他身体里的恩典是何等的丰盛
The grace of Jesus Christ in His body is so abundant.
那是我们一个人没有办法领略，没有办法经历的。
No one can truly understand and experience.
所以以弗所书那样的来劝我们说，你们要和众圣徒一同来明白基督是何等的阔长深高啊。
That's why Jesus tells us we need to experience God's love wide and deep.
大卫在这里说，不要忘记啊。
David said, "Do not forget."
不要忘记耶和华一切的恩惠啊
！Do not forget all His benefits.
弟兄姊妹，神在基督身体里的恩惠是你自己一个人没有办法来经历的。
The benefits in the body of Christ is you cannot experience yourself.
大卫他爱神的家。
David loved the house of God.
他已经住在天花板的房屋里。
He lives in the house with ceilings.
他住在橡柏木的屋中，他心里面没有平安。
He lives in a palace that he does not have peace.
他的心哪、啊、不能忘记耶和华一切的恩惠。
His soul cannot forget all his benefits.
我虽然住在香柏木的屋中
，Even though I live in the house,
我的神怎么还住在帐篷里
？Yet my God lives in the temple.
我的心哪、啊、不要忘记耶和华的恩惠。
My heart do not forget the grace of God.
大卫他纪念神在他身上这么多的恩惠。
David remember all the grace that the Lord had built on him.
那后面是我们最熟悉的。
Later on, we are familiar with these.
我想我们弟兄姊妹，如果年轻弟兄姊妹，你背圣经至少第八节哈，我们都开始背下来了，没有问题的。
For the young brothers and sisters, remember from verse 8.
有谁背不住这些经文？你今天一定要把它背下来。
If you do not memorize it, please do so today.
你就发现一直背到十二节。
All the way to verse 12.
哎呀，这几节圣经，我想我们作为神的儿女，一定要把它背下来的。
As the children of God, we have to memorize these.
这样的恩典实在是不能忘记，对不对
？Such grace we cannot forget.
这讲什么
？What is he talking about?
第八节到第十二节讲什么
？From verse 8 to 12, what is he talking about?
这里讲到管教的恩典。
It spoke of the grace of discipline.
有的时候我们背圣经背错了。
When we memorize the verses, we have maybe
他不发怒。
He did not have anger.
这里没有说他不发怒。
Here did not say that he did not have anger.
不轻易发怒。
He is slow to anger.
有的时候我们背错了，我们说他不管教，他不责备。
Sometimes we memorize that he did not rebuke.
在原文圣经非常清楚。
In the original text, it's very clear.
他说他的那个管教哈没有那么长。
He said his stripe is not so long.
很有意思啊。
Very interesting.
他那个管教哈有多长呢
？How long is his reproach?
绝不是照着我们的过犯和罪孽那么长。
It's not according to our sin or our iniquity.
很多时候我们在主面前，有的时候犯错了，有的时候我们爱世界了，有的时候没有爱主，我们就怕神一下子打过来，对不对
？Sometimes we sin and didn't love the world, and we are afraid that the Lord will punish us.
但是大卫真的认识神呐、啊。
But David knows truly know the Lord.
他知道神的那个管教没有那么长。
He knows the Lord's rebuke is not so long.
有多长呢
？But how long?
就是等到我们的罪孽离我们向东以西那么远的时候，那一个管教就停了。
So when our transgression is far as the east and the west.
你看见没有
？Do you see?
不是刑罚。
Is not.
如果是刑罚的话，他就让那个管教长到一个地步，让我们足足的受我们罪孽的报应。
If it's punishment, then we should fully receive that punishment.
但是耶和华有恩典有怜悯。
But the Lord has mercy and grace.
我们的主实在是满了慈爱。
Our Lord is full of loving
kindness. 他只有一个目的。
He only had one purpose.
他不喜悦他的儿女身上有任何罪。罪恶的玷污。
He did not want to his children be blamed.
只要这个罪从他儿女身上一转离出去
，When the sin turned away，
这个管教就停了。
Then the punishment will stop.
大卫是不是这样经历呢
？Did David experience that？
我想我们知道大卫犯的罪，对不对
？We know what sin committed.
你就知道大卫那个罪，说实在的，把他。倒钉在十字架上，都是还继续要钉下去，对不对
？Sin is worthy to be hang on the cross upside down.
弟兄姊妹，你看看神是怎么样对待他们
？You see how God treated David.
当他说我有罪了
，When David said I have sinned.
主对他说什么
？What did the Lord say?
你的罪赦免了。
Your sins forgiven.
弟兄姊妹，你看看这是耶和华的慈爱。
This is the loving kindness of the Lord.
这是管教的恩典。
This is the grace of discipline.
这样的恩典怎么能忘记呢
？How can you forget such grace?
弟兄姊妹，你问问大卫，他怎么会忘记这样的恩典呢
？Ask David will whether he will forget this grace.
大卫这一生也忘记不了这样的恩典，对不对
？He will never forget such grace.
这样管教的恩典太宝贵了，是不是
？The grace of discipline is so precious.
弟兄，有没有可能忘记呢
？Is it possible to forget?
我想只有一个办法，我们可以忘记。
There's only one way to forget.
就是我们不肯离开耶和华所恨恶的罪恶。
If we deny, leave what the Lord does not want us to do.
我们心中注重这些的罪。
When we emphasize the sin in our hearts.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做忘记耶和华的恩惠。
This means forget God's grace.
你忘记了神管教的恩典。
You have forgotten God's grace for of discipline.
这里面你看看，这一而再、再而三讲了这么多的恩典。
He has spoken so many grace.
救赎的恩典、养育的恩典、行天路的恩典、管教的恩典。
Grace of provision, grace of salvation, grace of walking, and grace of discipline.
后面我们看见说，更是那永远的恩典。
And this grace is everlasting.
他说人，这个世人在原文就是 man， 就是所有的人。所有的人在神面前因着罪的缘故就好像一棵草一样
All for us men they are like grass
但是他的儿女
But his children
从前就是草的
Before he was like
现在是存到永永远远
Now it will be everlasting
这个恩典实在太大了对不对
This grace is so great
钉子，你什么时候想到说原来我是一棵草？
Have you ever thought you were a grass?
尘土。
Dust.
他知道我们的本体，是不是？
He knows our frame.
知道我们不过是尘土。
We are just like dust.
我们这棵草，当我们过去以后，原来撑挡我们的那一块地方都不认识我们了。
We are just like grass and passed over even the place we when we were.
就是这样的一棵草。
This is the grass.
大卫他看见说，竟然能够进到永远的里面。
David see that he can enter into.
成了神的儿女。
Become the children of God.
这个恩典有多大呢
？This grace is so great.
会不会忘记这样的恩典呢
？Will he forget that grace?
彼得说会的。
Peter said yes.
如果你们里面没有那样渴慕追求的心，
if you don't have the heart to, that long for the Lord,
不，你们觉得你们有了信心就不再追求了。
If you have faith and you will not pursue.
如果你觉得说你有了德行，你就不追求了。
If you have the conduct, you will not believe.
如果你觉得你有了敬虔，你就不再追求了。
If you have the humility, you will not.
甚至你觉得你已经有了爱弟兄的心，你就说我就到头了。
If you have the heart to love the brother, you will not. You have reached the top.
彼得说：“你这叫做瞎眼。”
Peter said, "You are blind."
你这叫做忘记。
You have forgotten.
你忘记恩典。
You have forgotten grace.
因为神的恩典要带你进入到我主耶稣基督那永远的国里。
Because God's grace will lead you into the eternity kingdom.
他要让你丰丰富富的进到这个国里。
He will lead you into the kingdom abundantly.
彼得说：“凡是这样的人
，Peter said, for all
就是眼瞎
，even the blind
就是看见近处
，if they see only the near
就是忘记。”
They forgot.
弟兄姊妹，有可能的。
It's possible.
我们今天得到了永远的恩典。
We have received the eternal grace.
每一次我们过感恩节，我们数算主的恩典。
Every Thanksgiving, we say count the grace.
真的感谢神。
Count the blessing.
我觉得在我们中间，我底下打听了一下，无论是在哪一个家庭里面，大家的感恩都是非常的非常的好。
No matter in which house, there are many thanks.
但是你发现大卫在这里给我们总结一下。
But David gave us the conclusion.
如果我们数算的话
，If we count，
一二三四五六，这到了第六个了。
This is the sixth.
还没完呢。
It's not the end yet.
后面还有啊。
There are more.
后面是什么
？What is it？
你读后面，就是刚才我们说我们不明白的，从第十九节开始。
From verse 19.
太稀奇了，是不是
？Isn't that amazing？
弟兄姊妹，这样的恩典是我们从前真的是从来没有想过的。
We have never thought of such grace.
我们这些人啊
，All the man，
竟然有一天能够成为成全神旨意的一般的人。
We have become the person who will perfect His will.
弟兄姊妹，你觉得有可能吗
？That possible？
我觉得真的想都想不出来。
I've never thought.
怎么可能这样的荣耀呢
？How could it be so glorious？
这是成全神旨意的恩典。
This is the grace that will accomplish His will.
弟兄姊妹，神在我们身上这么荣耀的托付。
This is what He has.
这是大卫在神面前数算的时候，他在那里一只数一只数的。
David had counted time after time.
当然，我们过感恩节，我们不必像大卫这样每一次都从一只数到第七个。
Every Thanksgiving, we don't need to count from one to seven.
但是我们总要记住一件事嘛。
But one thing we have to remember.
就是我们要做一个感恩的人嘛。
We have to give thanks.
我们不能忘记耶和华一切的恩惠。
We cannot forget any grace from the Lord.
那我在默想这段圣经的时候
，When I meditate these words,
我就问一个问题
，I have a question.
难道这就是大卫的意思吗
？Is this God, David's will?
难道大卫把这么多？这么多的恩典摆在这里，就来责备我们说你们不可以忘记吗
？David has placed all these grace and rebuked us that you forget that.
是不是这里就停在这里说你们这些忘恩惠的人，今天要记住耶和华的恩惠
？Or you have forgotten God's grace, you have to remember today.
我们看见大卫被圣灵感动的时候，绝不是消极的。
When David was moved by the Holy Spirit, he was not passive.
如果我们仔细读这段圣经的话。
If you carefully study,
你发现大卫他在讲这个恩典的时候
，When David speak of，
他在那里数算一二三四五，一直数到七，这么多恩典的时候
，When he's counting his blessing one through seven，
他目的是什么
？What is the purpose？
弟兄姊妹，你看这目的是什么
？Do you know what is the purpose？
你有没有看见这个目的
？Do you see it？
神的恩典，当你在那里数算的时候，那一个结果是什么？
When you're counting, what is the result?
这里就提了三次。
Here he mentioned three times.
敬畏他的人。
For those who fear the Lord.
我记得这个我们的有的弟兄祷告，有一句圣经的话，我印象非常的深刻。
Some brother used a verse to pray.
130篇里面有一节经文。
Psalm 130.
说在你有赦免之恩，要叫人怎么样？敬畏你，是不是这样？
You have the grace to forgive.
我们看一下好了，这个
There is forgiveness with you and that you may be feared.
呀呀，对，所以在130篇的第四节，好不好？这个很重要的一节圣经，你就看见说，在圣经里告诉我们说，如果我们真的领受了他赦免的恩典。
If we truly have received the grace of pardon,
那一个赦免的恩典不是叫我们继续犯更多的罪，对不对？
The pardon is not just for us to sin.
反正神有赦罪之恩呢。
Since God can forgive us,
那就多犯几个罪，让他的恩典更显多一点。
We can sin more so that the grace will show more.
那是不信的人说我们有这话，是不是？
That's what the unbeliever says.
但是如果我们真的信了我们的主。
我
认识蒙恩得救领受他恩典的人，我们里面非常的清楚这件事情。就是大卫在这里提的头一个，那个救赎的恩典，如果你真的摸到了，在我们身上就产生出一个敬畏来。
Then we will have fear for the Lord.
如果头一个都产生出敬畏，请问这七个这么多一层一层的恩典临到你身上，在我们身上所产生的果效是什么呢？
If the first will result reverence in you, then if you keep on going to the seventh, then what is the result?
我们背这段圣经的时候，我们把敬畏他的人给换了。
When we memorize these verses, we have changed out for those who fear the Lord.
是不是这样呢？
Is that true?
天离地何等的高，他的慈爱向我们也是何等的大，是这么念的吗？
Do we read as high as the heavens of the earth, so great is his loving kindness toward us?
那是不错哈。
That's true.
但是大卫怎么他就非得这么写呢？
Why David wrote it this way?
想敬畏他的人是何等的大。
So great is his loving kindness toward those who fear him.
我觉得大卫被圣灵感动写这篇诗篇的时候，他不仅仅要提醒我们的心，不要忘记耶和华一切的恩惠。
When David was moved by the Holy Spirit to write this psalm, he wants to remind us hard that.We do not forget his grace.
我相信他里面更有一个感觉。
He has a deeper feeling.
如果我们没有忘记他的恩惠，
If we did not forget his grace,
神的恩典在我们身上不是突然的，对不对？
His grace is not in vain.
神恩典从来不是叫我们得着放纵情欲的机会。
He did not allow us to let the flesh go.
神的恩典是让我们里面有一颗敬畏他的心。
He wants a heart of reverence.
所以这里面我们看见说，这是神恩典的目的。
You see, this is the purpose of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们从岁首到年终，
from the year beginning to the end,
我们真的知道他以这个你，他以恩典为我们年岁的冠冕。
He used his grace as our crown.
我们路径真的滴下他恩典的脂油。
On our path, we are filled with
弟兄姊妹，我相信在我每一个人生命中，让我们来感恩的，我们都像大卫一样。一二三四五六七没有问题的。
We can give grace, thanksgiving to the Lord just like David.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们要问问我们自己。
But we need to ask ourselves.
我们里面有多少敬畏主的心
？How much reverence do we have for the Lord?
我们临到了恩典没有错。
We have received grace.
但是这些恩典在我们身上有没有产生出那个恩典的果效呢
？Do we have the result from the grace?
弟兄姊妹，大卫就给我们看见神这样恩上加恩的待我们。
David let us see that God has treated us with grace.
虽然有的时候我觉得我们自己是忘恩的，对不对
？Sometimes we know that we have forgotten the grace.
但是我们又想起话来。
But
他恩待那忘恩的和作恶的。
He will have mercy upon.
就像我这样忘恩的人。
Just like me.
就像我这样作恶的人。
Just like the evil one like me.
主还是以恩典待我。
The Lord still treat me as.
他来不是寻找义人， 对不对？
He did not come to seek the.
他来是寻找拯救失丧的人。
He came to save the those who were lost.
但是弟兄姊妹， 这里面是不是停在这里呢？
Did he stop here?
是不是这里面就我就一直做一个忘恩的人就可以了呢？
It's okay for me to be.
这难道就是神把恩典赐给我们的目的吗？
Is this the purpose that the Lord gave him, gave the grace to us?
大卫他被圣灵感动，他知道神恩典在我们身上自然有一个果效。
David know that the grace has a result in us.
在我里面有个敬畏的心。
We have a reverence heart for him.
那你说，我们这敬畏很重要，对不对？
We know it's very. Important to have a reverent heart.
我们定期五晚上就说了，不要以为我们的智慧算得什么。
Our brother has shared that it, our wisdom is not.
那智慧最多准备那个考试2个月，对不对？
Man's wisdom is just.
又走后门，又这个请客，又送礼，又犯罪，然后最后只有最多2个月，你可以准备那个考试，对不对？
You can only have 2 months to prepare for the exam. And you...
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
我们弟兄做见证，神让他准备2年。
Our brothers share that he had prepared for 2 years.
你靠什么智慧？
Depend on which wisdom.
我们觉得说领受恩典就算了。
We thought that receiving grace is.
做一个忘记神恩典的没有关系。
It's okay to forget the grace.
弟兄姊妹，难处在这里啊。
Where is the difficulty?
难处就是说，我们拼命的在地上不知道折腾多少遍呢。
We have strived many times on this earth.
我们在神面前确实好像没有路走的人一样。
Before the Lord, we have no way to go.
弟兄们，我们是靠属地的呢，还是靠从上头来的智慧呢？
Do we depend on the earth of the wisdom earth or the heaven?
敬畏也是生命的泉源。
Fearing the Lord is the found, source of life.
敬畏耶和华人大有倚靠。
Fearing the Lord has.
连他的儿女都有避难所。
Even his children has a place to hide.
弟兄姊妹，你盼望你的儿女被保护吗？
Do you want your children to be protected?
你可以花很多的钱。
You can spend many money.
你雇2个保镖好不好？
You can hire a.
你觉得2个保镖是那个避难所稳固呢，还是敬畏耶和华这一个避难所稳妥呢？
You think the hiring the bodyguard is more secure than? Just have fear for the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们读到新约的时候，我们都就旧约好了，我们说旧约。旧约，你知道旧约，我们因时间缘故，稍微提一下。旧约最后，等到马拉基书的时候
，At the end of the Old Testament，
那是以色列百姓属灵光景最黑暗的时候。That
is the darkest day.
带进主第一次来的，你知道是什么人吗
？Who had ushered into the Lord's first coming?
就是那些敬畏耶和华的人。
Those who fear the Lord.
等到启示录，等到新约了，是不是？
They,
等到最后，圣经上说，等到他的仆人得奖赏的时候。
At the end, when his servant.
就是得胜者，对不对？得奖赏是不是得胜者得奖赏呢？
The overcomer.
我想一定是得胜者他得奖赏，对不对？
I'm sure it's.
你仔细读启示录。
When you study the Revelation,
得奖赏的前面就加一个，非得要加一个词儿。
The people who received the reward, they added an adjective.
就是凡敬畏他的人。
Those who fear the Lord.
无论大小。
No matter young or old.
得奖赏的日子到了。
When the time comes to receive reward.
弟兄姊妹，你看见无论是在旧约还是在新约。
No matter is in the Old Testament or the.
迎接主来的都是这一般的人。
Those who welcome the Lord.
神今年在他面前要得着的是一般敬畏他的人。
The Lord wants people who fear him.
弟兄姊妹，我们说我们要等候主的。
We say we want to wait for the second.
我们说我们要讨主的喜悦。
We say we want to please him.
我们真的敬畏他吗？
Do we fear for him?
我们看看大卫的这里，就给我们看见一个敬畏耶和华的人，他有什么样的表现？
Here the David show us who are those who fear the Lord.
这篇诗篇是非常特别的一个诗篇。
This psalm is very special.
你说在诗篇里面，你仔细读的时候，你把有些诗篇它正好是22节或者22的倍数。
Some psalms are the multiples of 22 or 22 verses.
你知道为什么吗
？Why？
因为这些的诗篇叫做字母诗篇。
These psalms are the alphabet psalms.
因为希伯来文里面字母就22个。
In Hebrew, there are 22 alphabets.
这些的诗篇，它的每一句就是从一个字母开始的。
Each verse starts with the alphabet.
就是从好像如果你用那个 Greek， 就是从 Alpha 到 Omega， 就是它从头到尾它都用上了。
In Greek, it's all from L.
或者从 A 到 Z 全都用上了。
From A to Z.
弟兄姊妹，这里面看见说这一个诗，它所有的话，它里面心里所有所充满的是什么？
You see what this psalm is filled with.
他说：“我的心呐、啊，你要称颂耶和华。”
He said, "My, oh my soul, bless the Lord."
我的心呐、啊，你没有功夫去发怨言了。
Oh my soul, you have no time.
我的心呐、
啊，
你没有功夫去想那些污秽的事情。
You have no time to think about the filthy.
我的心呐、啊，你不要讲那些消极的话语。
Don't speak of the words that discourage you.
像那些纷争的话，像那些是非的话。
Or gossip.
我的心呐、啊，你里面充满的话，应该都是赞美的话。
Oh my soul, your heart should be filled with praise.
一个敬畏耶和华的人。
Those who fear the Lord.
你发现在他里面充满的是感恩。
He's filled with grace, thanksgiving.
他为每一件事情都感恩。
For every matter, he will give thanks.
他里面如果讲话的话，他所有的字母，你发现全都是感恩。
For all the letters that he used, he used to praise.
这是一个敬畏耶和华的人。
This is the one that who has fear for the Lord.
因为你看他就用图画的方式给我们看一个敬畏耶和华是里面心里是充满了感谢和赞美的人。
He gave us pictures of who in his heart said who feared the Lord.
大卫是一个非常会祷告的人，对不对
？David really knows how to pray.
你读这篇诗篇非常的稀奇。
It's amazing to you.
这一篇诗篇里就没有一个祈求。
There's no asking or pleading.
一个这样的求都没有。
There's no pleading in this psalm.
因为一个敬畏耶和华的人。
For one that who fear the Lord.
圣经明明告诉我们，他们一样的好处都不缺。
They will not lack any benefit.
今天很多时候我们求这个好处，求这个好处。
Today we see this benefit or the other.
我们忘记我们应该先敬畏耶和华。
We have forgotten we need to have reverence heart for the Lord.
敬畏耶和华的人，主说：“谁敬畏他，耶和华就把当行的路指示给他。”
The Lord says, "Whoever fearful, then He will show him the way."
哎呀，我们有选择，对不对
？We do have a choice.
哎呀，要去跑呢，还是去这也好
？Do we go here or?
哎呀，我们很苦恼。
We are bothered with this.
求啊
！We seek.
弟兄姊妹，学习做一个敬畏耶和华的人。
Learn to be a one that fears the Lord.
谁敬畏他？
Whoever fears the
Lord, 耶和华必不是也许不是可能是必将行的道指示给他
The Lord will for sure show you the way to go.
少壮狮子尚且缺食人饿
The young lion may be go hungry.
但是敬畏他的人一样好处都不缺的
But the one who fears the Lord will not lack.
所以你看这一个敬畏耶和华他在神面前因着神的恩典他学习敬畏神的时候他觉得没有什么好为自己求的了
By God's grace when he learned to be reverence he doesn't need to plead
一个敬畏耶和华为他自己没有什么可求的
He does not need to plead for himself
他所有要求的都是主的事情为自己无所求为主求一切
plead nothing for himself but plead everything for the Lord
而且你发现一个敬畏耶和华的人他的生命是一直进步的是不是
for the one who fear the Lord his life will grow
啊，这里面还讲了公义哦
he speak of righteousness
啊，你看这两次公义不一样的
but these two righteousness are different
好意思的公义是谁踩我的主啊深渊呐、啊，深渊在你啊
he's asking for judgment from the Lord
后面说这公义归给谁啊
And then later on he asks who should have received
this righteousness 归给敬畏他和他的子子孙孙
Those who have feared the Lord and his children
不一样啊
It's different
他生命长进了
His life had grown
他开始是盼望神真的是能够显出他是那样的公义
In the beginning he wants the Lord to show that he is righteous
到后面他看见神是公义的
At the end, he sees the Lord is righteous.
哎呀，你是公义的。
You are the righteous.
你给我安排的任何的环境都是对的。
Whatever you arrange for me is right.
从前强调的是我多么对啊。
Before I,
这个老板多么不讲理啊
the boss was wrong.
这人太不像话了
These people do not,
你看一看在以色列人中间敬拜神的就剩我一个了
In the East, I'm the only one that's
他们拆了你的祭坛他们杀了你的先知他们还要寻索我的命
They tear down the altar, they punish your prophets, and they seek my life.
等到后面就看见是耶和华你是公义的
Then later on, he sees you
你永远都是对的你从来没有错过
you are、right.
虽然我不明白
Even though I don't understand.
你发现这个生命他长大了
you see, his life has matured.
一个敬畏耶和华的人
the one that who feared the Lord.
你发现你常常发现他长进了
he will, advance.
弟兄姊妹我们真的属灵上长进了吗
has our spiritual life grown?
这一件事情我想可能自己有的时候看不出来
Sometimes maybe you did not see this.
我们弟兄星期五做见证，我们也很稀奇，是不是？别人知道啊。
When our brother shared that he's no.
楼下的大娘就知道，对不对
？The lady lives downstairs.
楼下大娘怎么没动静啊
？How come she didn't say anything?
你出差
？Did you go travel?
四个月没出差。
You didn't go anywhere.
怎么四个月没动静
？How can you not do anything?
从前一句对那句大到全天下知道的。
Before only one word is wrong, then you.
一四楼吵架，一楼都要把所有的窗户都关上，还有听得见的。
Then when they argue, that all people need to shut their door.
弟兄姊妹，楼下大娘知道的。
The downstairs lady would know.
弟兄姊妹，一个敬畏耶和华的人。
The person who fear the Lord.
人家觉得真的，哎，这个人真的变了。
You see changes in him.
敬畏耶和华实在太宝贵了，是不是，弟兄姊妹
？It's so precious to fear the Lord.
大卫。我相信他在这里面特别告诉我们怎样来学习敬畏耶和华。
David specifically tells us how to be.
大卫在他的一生当中，他是何等的在那里盼望能讨耶和华的喜悦。
In David's life, he wants to please the Lord.
他最后被称作合神心意的人。
He was called a man after his God's life, God's heart.
所有后面他的王。
All the later.
都拿他向华的心作为一个标准，对不对？
He is the standard for all the people.
这个王不像他的列祖大卫心向着耶和华心里那样的诚实。
This is not as honest as David.
这个王像他的列祖大卫一样心存诚实。
This king is just as honest as David.
弟兄姊妹，你去读列王记。
When you read the king,
所有的犹大王都是以大卫的心向着耶和华的心作为标准。
All the kings of the Jews will take David's heart as standard.
大卫在他一生中真的有很非常美好的学习。
David has learned many.
所以我们稍微看一下，我们稍微提一下，你看一看这是不是我们今天可以在这方面有学习，让我们也成为一个敬畏耶和华的人。
Let's mention some so that we can learn from him.
这里面哈，有些地方我们一读就过去了。
Some that will pass.
但我们真的仔细读的时候，非常的稀奇。
When we really carefully, then we would say,
这个前面这一段里面呢，前面这个前面有一个地方，他说他使摩西知道他的法则。第这个七节。
He made known his ways to Moses.
这个中文翻的也很好，就是摩西知道他的法则。
Moses, he made known to his way to Moses.
百姓知道他的作为。
And the Israelites know his acts.
这是什么意思
？What does that mean?
你说有时跟小朋友一起这个学算术，你就知道了。
When you learn math with the child.
这个小朋友开始学算术的时候，你跟他说三七二十一，他就记下来了。
When you tell him three multiplied by seven is 21.
九九八十一，他也记住了。
And when you multiply nine to nine is 81.
但你说三乘九的多少
？When you say nine times nine.
Three times nine, 他就不知道了。
He doesn't know.
这就是以色列百姓。
This is the Israelites.
就只知道作为。
They only know the acts.
只把那个题目的那一个答案记住了。
They only remember the answer from the topic.
那个计算的律啊，不知道。
He doesn't know the law applied after that.
你知道摩西知道那个 law 那个律。
But Moses knows the law.
所以遇到一个难题的时候。
When you face a difficulty.
他因为知道那个律。
He knows the law.
所以他就知道那个答案，对不对
？So he knows the answer.
以色列百姓就不知道这个。
But Israelites do not know.
这是说到什么
？What does that speak of?
这个说到 在我们敬畏耶和华的方面，我们头一个要学的。
This is speak of what we need to first learn when we have the heart.
我们是在信心里要有一个学习。
We need to have a way to learn.
摩西圣经上说他看见那看不见的主。
Moses has seen the unseeable.
以色列百姓就是看不见的看不见的主。
The Israelites cannot see the unseeable Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这个主耶稣在地上教我们祷告的时候，
when the Lord teaches how to pray,
教我们怎样行善的时候，
when he teaches how to do
good, 他怎么说呢？
What did he say?
他说你要给暗中的父看，对不对？
You need to show the Lord that he
can. 你要给你暗父听。
You need to let the father hidden.
什么意思啊？
To hear.
敬畏耶和华头一个学习啊。
This is the first learning that you need to have.
就是你能够看见的看不见的。
You need to see what's the invisible.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们这一生总是看见的看得见的，就看不见的看不见的。
If we see only the visible, but cannot see the invisible.
弟兄姊妹，你就发现一件事，我们这一生哈，我们只能效法那些信心的行为，却不能效法信心。
We can only learn the way of the faith, but not faith itself.
比如说，这个戴德生弟兄他这个等候，对吧？他不去提醒他的老板。
There's a brother Dyson that he what?
那我们想，哎，这是一个题目，这有答案了。
Then we know that's the answer.
现在我也有个，我也不提醒他。
Then I have a boss. I don't need to remind him.
今天叫什么？这叫做晓得他的作为。
Means his what? You know his.
这是以色列百姓做的。
This is what the Israelites were.
圣经上说他们心里常常迷糊啊。
They are lost.
他们这四十年竟然不晓得我的作为。
They don't know my act.
他们看见作为没有错。
They have seen the act.
就得不出那个律来啊。
But yet they do not know the law.
摩西在记他大卫他读这个旧约他就有这个学习啊。
Moses had learned this.
大卫读这个摩西五经他读出来了，原来摩西他知道那个律啊。
When David read the Old Testament, he knows that Moses knows the law.
神的信心的律是什么，弟兄姊妹，你知道吧？
What is the law of the faith?
就是亚伯拉罕所信的。
This is what Abraham believes.
亚伯拉罕所信的就是使无变有、叫死人复活的神。
What Abraham believes is the Lord that.
弟兄姊妹，这是神今天让我们学的信心的律。
This is the law of the faith.
时候你觉得说已经没有了。
Whenever you think you don't have.
这时候你觉得已经死定了。连你自己心里都断定是必死的。
You are sure that you are dead.
这个时候神就让你显现出来。
Then God will reveal.
他让我们不再靠我们自己。
We are no longer depend on ourselves.
只靠那叫死人复活的神。
Only depend on the Lord that is resurrected Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们在这一生当中。
In our whole life.
什么时候我们遇到没有的时候？
When we see nothing.
我们遇到要死的时候？
When you face death.
你是不是就退后了呢？
Will you withdraw?
是不是你就想了别的办法呢？
You go find other ways.
摩西认识他的法则。
But Moses knows the law.
这是敬畏耶和华头一个我们要学的。
This is the first lesson of the one.
我们的弟兄，你听他的见证，每一次都好像被带到死地一样。
When you hear the brother's testimony, every time he was led to death.
虽然人这样的来欺辱他。
Even people.
所有的公司里的人都弃绝他。
People despise him.
他讲，你还记得吗？头一圈是赌博，圈骂人，第三圈打牌，对吧？你还记得吗？他一个人坐在脚上在读圣经。
He's the only one that's reading the Bible. Other people are gambling and playing other games.
弟兄姊妹，他经历到什么叫做死无变有、叫死人复活的神。
He has experienced the Lord that can create from nothing.
他里面有个敬畏耶和华的心。
He has a heart to fear the Lord.
所以敬畏耶和华头一个学习就是看见那看不见的。
The first learning is to see the invisible.
那是亚伯拉罕所信的。
That is what.
这是我们今天效法亚伯拉罕之信之忠义去行的人所要进入的这个律。
When we follow what Abraham believes, this is the law we need to follow.
第二方面。
The second aspect.
就是后面他又倒过来了。Turn around.
Turn around.
他这里面他说什么？他说 这个是在这个后面他说他知道我们。
He knows us.
是不是这样？
14.
对，他知道我们的本体，第十四节，他知道我们。
He knows our frame.
头一个秘诀是我们要知道他的，知道他。
The first thing we need to know him.
你要能够看见的，看不见的。
We need to see the invisible.
第二个方面，我们学习敬畏耶和华，我们要知道说他知道我们。
The second aspect is that he knows us.
弟兄姊妹，凡是以为神不知道我们的，他一定不敬畏耶和华。
Whenever you think that you, the Lord does not know us,
圣经明明告诉我们说，恶人不敬畏耶和华。
The Bible tells us the evil one will not fear.
为什么世人不敬畏耶和华呢
？Why the people of the world would not fear?
我觉得好稀奇，他怎么会这么讲话
？Why would he speak of it?
他们说哈，他们说耶和华没有知识。
He said the Lord has no wisdom.
No knowledge.
No knowledge.
奇怪。既然你说他是神，他怎么没有知识呢
？Why you say he is God, but
每次我读这些经文的时候，我就说，这什么意思啊
？What does it mean?
那我填这个不信你，我也没有说你没有知识啊。
When I before I did not believe, I didn't say that you have no.
我从前就是恶人吧。
I was just.
至少我从前没得救，一定是个恶人了。
Before I believe I was an evil.
现在活在肉体里也是恶人嘛，是不是
？Now when I was living the flesh, I'm still.
我也没有说你没有知识啊。
But I did not say that you.
知识话什么意思、啊、
？What does that mean?
你知道为什么恶人说耶和华没有知识吗
？Why the evil one would say that he has no knowledge?
因为他们以为耶和华看不见。
They thought the Lord cannot see.
我们觉得人看不见，耶和华也看不见。
We see that the man will not see, and the Lord.
凡是认为说人看不见的，耶和华也看不见的，就认为说耶和华没有知识。
Whenever you think that man cannot see and the Lord cannot see, then you have no knowledge.
主知道什么
？What does the Lord know?
至圣者知道什么
？What does the Holy One know?
这是不是恶人说的话呢
？This is it from the word of the mouth of the evil one?
弟兄姊妹，大卫在他的经历里，他知道耶和华知道所有的事情。
In the experience of David, he knows or knows everything.
对不对
？Right.
他圣经上主跟他讲话的怎么讲
？When the Lord speak to him.
主说你在人背后做的事情。
Whatever you do behind man.
我要在人面前把它显出来。
I will reveal in front of man.
所以大卫知道。
So David knows.
人没看见。
Man did not see.
耶和华看见。
The Lord sees.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一天的日子是怎么过的
？How do we live our daily life？
我们说我们很忙。
We say we are busy。
我们忙到一个地步哈，我们没有时间来读圣经，也没有时间来爱主。
To the point that we do not love the Lord nor study the Bible。
弟兄姊妹，你让神把你这一天一天的做的事情，所有的时间怎么过的，给你显出来，让你看一看。
If the Lord shows you how you spend your day, your time every day。
我不知道。
I don't know.
很多弟兄姊妹都不知道。
Many brothers and sisters does not know.
你上酒没人知道。
How much time you spend on?
你上网去到哪里去了也更知道。
Wherever you go, nobody will know.
这我不会知道。
At least I don't know.
但是耶和华知道。
But the Lord knows.
如果有一天我们发现耶和华知道
，If sometime you found out the Lord knows,
你开始学习敬畏耶和华。
You will learn to have fear for the Lord.
如果在我们生命中，我们一直觉着说，只要人看不见的，耶和华也看不见。
So you think that is when men do not see, the Lord will not.
耶和华有什么智慧呢
？What does the Lord have?
他懂得什么呢
？What does he know?
他根本不懂得电脑的。
He does not know computer.
如果我们里面是这样的一种感觉
，If you feel that way,
弟兄姊妹，我们没有办法学习敬畏耶和华。
We cannot learn the lesson to have the fear for the Lord.
大卫在这里从他自己亲身的经历，他告诉我们，他知道。
David told us that he knows from his own experience.
你觉得他真的知道吗
？Do you think that he truly knows?
耶和华知道。
The Lord.
那后面他告诉我们，什么是敬畏耶和华人呢
？Who are the people that who have the Lord?
他的慈爱归于敬畏他的人，从亘古到永远，他的公义也归于子子孙孙。
The loving kindness of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear the Lord and His righteousness.
十八节就解释了。
Verse 18 will explain.
就是那些遵守他的约、 纪念他训词而遵行的人。
To those who keep his covenant and remember his precepts to do them.
如果我们要学习敬畏耶和华。
If we want to learn how to have fear the Lord.
主的话在我们的心中一点地位都没有，我们不敬畏他。
If his words have no position in our heart, then we have no reverence.
历世历代以色列的王。
From generation on, all the kings.
在生命记里面，他们还没进迦南地呢。
In Deuteronomy, before they entered,
他们站在迦南地的边上，要进去之前，神就跟摩西说：“你要嘱咐以色列百姓如此说。”
Before they enter into the land, Moses, the Lord tells Moses, "You need to say this."
将来你们
later on you will have
你们照耶和华所拣选的，你们来拣选他做王。
You need to choose the king according to.
凡是做王要做一件事情。
Whoever is the king needs to do this.
耶和华没有让他们这个王要做许许多多的事，没有。
The Lord did not say you need to do many things.
只提到一件事情。
Just one thing.
就把这本律法书抄一遍。
You need to copy this book of law.
终生诵读。
Read it for the rest of your life.
弟兄姊妹，这是神让这个王学习敬畏他的方法。
This is the way the Lord have the king to learn how to fear the
Lord. 因为后面说，以致他在我面前可以敬畏我。
To the point that he has reverence for me.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的尊重主的话吗？
Do we really honor his words?
主的话是这么说，我们说，哎呀，像我们弟兄说的，我们把真理卖了算了。
Like our brother said, we can sell the truth.
让主的话来救我们的经历，对不对？降低主的话，对不对？
Word the word of the Lord.
我们弟兄在星期五他说到一句话，我觉得我想弟兄姊妹印象都很深刻。
Maybe you have deep impression of.
我们只能买真理，不能卖真理，对不对？
We can only buy the truth, not sell the truth.
我们只能够让神的恩典使我们能够来救神的恩那个真理，而不是让神的真理降低来够我们的 level.
We cannot lower the Lord's words level according to what we need.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们说我们太软弱了。
We say we are weak.
哎，这话就先摆在这儿吧。
Just set it aside.
这话也许就这么解释解释解释来解释去哈，解释的就跟我们差不多了。
Whatever you explain and to the point that is according to what we need.
这样没有办法学习敬畏耶和华。
You cannot learn how to have reverence for the Lord.
大卫他很清楚。
But the Lord, but David is sure.
他说他昼夜思想耶和华的律法。
He meditated on His word day and night.
他知道如果不这样的来学习的话，
If he does not learn it this way,
他在神面前不能成为一个敬畏他的人。
He cannot become a person who have feared the Lord.
最后，
last.
最后，我是觉得讲到权柄。
He spoke of authority.
弟兄姊妹，学习敬畏，所以我就说这篇诗篇他为什么要讲这些话。
Why does he need to speak?
如果不讲敬畏的话，绝不需要讲最后这一段话。
If he does not speak of reverence,
学习敬畏要学习顺服。
When you learn of fearing the Lord, then you will have authority.
我曾经唱过一首诗歌，昨天翻了翻，没翻到，在我们诗歌本里我没找到。但那首诗歌一句歌词给我印象非常深刻。
There's a hymn that I remember.
那里说到完全顺服无恶意。
Total obedience has no evil thoughts.
哎，完全顺服就很好了。
Total obedience is good.
什么叫做无恶意？
Without evil thoughts.
我唱那首诗歌哈，印象很深，但是一直没明白。
I couldn't understand the words.
直到我生了孩子。
Until I have children.
啊，养孩子的时候发现，哎，完全顺服充满了恶意。
When I was raising my children, is full of obedience with evil.
哎，顺服是顺服了。
I have obedience.
那么这个学校老师就告诉我们说，孩子们是顺服了，没有错。
The school teacher.
哇，我就发现有一次我们从这儿过，孩子们正好在那里出去这个 recess 就出去这个活动。
When the children were having recess.
那个老师一吹哨，那个所有的那些孩子咵一下子都一动不动坐在那儿。
When the teacher blow the whistle, they will
完全顺服。
All the children will obey.
真的完全顺服。哇，这学校比我们从前还棒啊！
It's better than
我们在这个党的教育下还没这样呢。一吹哨，唰，所有的孩子一动不动坐在那儿。
all the children will sit still.
但是老师跟我们讲
But the teacher told
他们是 eye rolling.
Eye rolling.
对 eye rolling. 对，你知道吗？眼睛是翻的。
Oh. Their eye
rolling.
Their eyes were rolling.
顺服是完全顺服了。
They can't obey.
眼睛一白。
But their eye were rolling.
眼睛一翻，心里面一哼。
They were not happy.
Right, 对，非常好了，非常准确，是吧？弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们是顺服了。
Brothers and sisters, we have obeyed.
但是在神的眼中有恶意。
But in God's eyes, we have evil thought.
这样就不敬畏。
This doesn't mean have fear for the Lord.
我们管教孩子的时候。
When we discipline our
children, 他完全顺服了。
They have obeyed.
我让他做成真的做了。
Whatever you, we tell
但你知道那一个是完全顺服满了恶意
you know that they have totally obeyed, but with the,
眼睛是转的
their eyes were
鼻子是哼的
they have,
脚是跺的
they are angry,
肩膀是晃的
they are not happy,
颈项是梗的
they have,
你看看整个的那个形象好你就看见那个完全顺服充满了恶意
You see his attitude, and you know what is total obedience.
弟兄姊妹，这样的情形下，我们能不管教吗
？Under this condition, how can we not discipline?
哦，你说太乖了，
you are
完全顺服了。
You have total obeyed.
弟兄姊妹，我们在耶和华面前
，before our Lord，
多少的时候，我们里面是说我们外面是服下来了。
So many times we have obeyed.
里面不服。
But yet you do not obey inside.
理由，有讲理由。
You have reason.
Argue, murmuring.
A murmuring.
我们不得不服有的时候。
Sometimes we have to obey.
但是里面一点都不痛快。
But inside you still murmur.
这个不敬畏神。
This is not having fear for the Lord.
耶和华不像人看人，人是看外貌，耶和华看内心。
Man sees appearance, but the Lord sees inside.
大卫在他的生命中给我们这些学习我觉得都是非常简单的
David has all these lessons in his life
他没有给我们很高很高的道
He did not give us high, lofty truth
他只告诉我们说如果我们不忘记耶和华一切的恩惠
If we do not forget the grace from the Lord
我们真的这一生就来学习敬畏他
All we need to learn is for, have reverence for the Lord
而学习敬畏他没有那么难的事情
It's not difficult to learn the reverence
你只要能够看见那看不见的就可以了
As long as you see the invisible
你只要知道那个有人看你就对了
As long as you know who is watching
不要以为没有人看你
Don't think nobody's watching
如果你老以为没有人看你你就不知道敬畏耶和华
If you know that nobody's watching then you have no reverence for the Lord
我们就来宝贝主的话
We need to treasure the word of the Lord
我们学习甘心顺服
We need to obey
所以使徒保罗说到不老板的时候好像顺服主不像顺服人是不是
We need to obey just like when we obey our boss we need
不是只在眼前侍奉
We don't serve just before
乃是让从心里遵行神的旨意
But we obey His commandment.
这是不是敬畏耶和华呢
Is this having the fear for the Lord?
神今天在教会里所寻找的是这样的人。
The Lord is seeking these people.
这一般人是得胜者。
These are the overcomers.
这一般人带进主的再来。
These people ushered in His.
不要觉得说得胜者是超人，是了不起的一般人。
Don't think the overcomer is a superman or.
得胜者可能是你瞧不起的。
Maybe.They are the one that
得胜者可能是被人踩在脚下的
Maybe they are the one that stepped down
像我们的弟兄一样被人家欺辱被人家整天欺负的
These are the people that would put to shame
但是他里面敬畏他的神
But in his heart he has reverence for
这样是耶和华今天所寻找的
These are the people the Lord serves
我想到了年末了
At the end of the year
我实在说来我不知晓得要交通什么题目
I don't know what I should share.
姊妹打电话问我今天要交通什么题目。
When the sister called, what are you sharing?
我就在想到，因着孙弟兄所交通的，我里面有点感觉，讲了创世纪第四章。
From the brother son sharing, I was talking about Genesis chapter four.
因着翁弟兄讲的，我跟弟兄姊妹交通了撒种的比喻。
From brother Wong's sharing, I had teach.
上次君凯弟兄交通到爱。里面感觉是不是主让我交通诗篇103篇
So from Brother Lee's sharing, the Lord asked me to actually share this.
我想这是讲什么呢？
What is this psalm about?
那是不是主让我讲主耶稣就是我们的道路、真理和生命呢？
Jesus Christ is our truth, way, and life.
他实在是我们的道路。
He is.
主的道就是真理。
The word of God.
好像种子一样，就撒在我们的里面。
It's like the seed spreading in our heart.
主的生命是个爱的生命。
His life is a life of love.
主的生命也是敬畏耶和华的生命。
A life is for reference of the Lord.
圣经上说，圣灵有一个名字，大家记得吗？以赛亚书十一章，圣灵有一个名字叫敬畏耶和华的灵。
The Holy Spirit has another name, is the Spirit that has feared the Lord.
也许可能在这最后三次，是不是主在提醒我们？我们像刚才弟兄所选的诗歌一样，转眼仰望耶稣。
It's just like we need to turn our eyes up on Jesus.
他是我们的道路。
He is our way.
他是我们的真理。
He is our truth.
他也是我们的生命。
He is our life.
愿主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
去祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you.
是在从岁首到年终，你是何等的眷顾了我们。
From the beginning of the to the end, that you have watched us.
要数算你的，真的还不止就这七个方面的恩典。
To count your blessings more than just seven.
实在你的恩典太多太多。
Your grace is so abundant.
但你把这样的恩典赐给我们，那是要让我们来学习敬畏你。
You have given us so that we can learn the lessons to have fear for you.
愿你在你的家中得着敬畏你的百姓。
May you gain the people who have fear for you.
愿你有机会能够侧耳而听。
May you have the chance to clean your eyes. 侧耳
而听耶和华，敬畏耶和华的人，他们在那里的谈论。
Hear the words that the people who are talking to you.
因为他们在谈论你什么时候再来。
They are talking your second coming.
他们盼望你早日再来。
They hope for your second coming.
主啊，愿你的灵来开启我们。
May your spirit open our eyes.
让我们认定你。
May we be sure to know
你是我们的道路
you are our way.
你是我们的真理
you are our truth.
你是我们的生命
you are our life.
祝你亲自向我们说话
May you speak to us.
替我们祷告
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' name we pray.